Post-Hypnotic Press presents an unabridged recording of Who Killed Mum? A Delinquent Son's Meditation on Family, Mortality, and Very Tacky Candles by Steve Burgess. With a postscript by the author. Narrated by the author. To dedicate this book to my parents, Bill and Joan Burgess, would be presumptuous, since it is, in fact, one of their many gifts to me. So I dedicate it to Shelley Youngblood, who told me it was a book. Chapter 1. Expiry Dates. A last check before heading to the airport. There are several containers of yogurt in the fridge. I'm wondering if I should just leave them in hopes they'll still be good when I get back. And that's what the situation has come down to. Trying to calculate whether yogurt or my mother will expire first. After a long decline, the end is coming in a rush. Only a week ago, the family had still been in fight mode. There had been a conference call organized by Brandon General Hospital, all five kids chiming in from the length and breadth of North America. And at the hospital, Dad, the home care nurses, and the doctor sitting around a speakerphone discussing strategies. Even Mum attended, wheeled down the hall from her hospital bed. Out on the splayed ends of those phone lines, we argued and discussed, and all the while, in the gaps, listened for Mum's voice, some evidence of consciousness and participation. "Mum says hi," Dad offered near the end of the session. Well, maybe she had. If so, the sound had not survived the journey to the far reaches of the continent. By now, we are seasoned ward warriors. This latest crisis is just one of the many that have previously landed Mum in hospital with a veritable shock.